GNT, and entropy. "Do I have air conditioning?" they ask. Those kind souls who concern themselves about an elder living all alone. They check by phone, or else they'd see and know the sad condition of our air, the panting dog, the wilted cat, and me. "I'm quite okay," I say, "but isn't this heat horrible?" "It's the humidity," they say. And soon we're all back to our own miserabilities. How shall we breathe in air oppressive as a giant leaden ceiling hanging low, but just above us, threatening to crush? I feel quite lucky for the presence of a plugged-in oscillating fan, creating breezes, phony yet exhilarating, as the constant waving of great palm fronds by devoted slaves. Lucky to stay still here in my favorite chair, nursing theories of irreversibility, thermodynamics, chaos, energy dispersal, entropy, disorder, and of course, a nice cold G&T. Air is conditioned in so many ways. This room's heat is giving up some of itself to tepify the breeze, as ice gives of its own to cool things off. Ice cubes melt. The room stays hot. My drink sweats growing warmer, weaker all the time. The only zest lives in a lonely, floating wedge of lime.